How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the mighty Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums for four decades, right? Knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, I'm not kidding. Think I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan, or am I? Not really, you know. I mean, I'm a boxing insider per se, but you let me know what's on your mind. You can text me or take that back. Open up the 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, that is a toll-free phone line all around the planet. But straight up, we are coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Of course, boxing coming to an end as far as 2024. Of course, the heavyweight champion going to do his thing next week. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk, of course, the heavyweight champion out of the Ukraine, the man that beat. The man's never been beaten, but I'm just not impressed with him. Of course, I thought that Tyson Fury, being 6'9", could beat on anybody for a long time. I mean, at 6'9", if I was 6'9", I'd still be kicking people's ass. I kid you not. I mean, 6'9". But then again, some people get soft. You know, they get unmotivated, get soft, and some guys just can't take a shot after a while. But we don't know if Tyson Fury's come to that point. I know that Tyson Fury's been an undisciplined lad for a long time. I mean, he's had his ups, his downs. He's had the cocaine, the depression, suicide. At one point in time, he was like 400 pounds. I kid you not. He came, maybe 380, but came down from 380, of course. And he's not, you know, he's not a trim guy when he's in shape. He's not the most trimmest guy in the world. But he is going to go after, of course, the heavyweight championship that is held by Oleg Usyk. Usyk being undefeated. Usyk is a slight favorite in this fight. I don't know why. Bottom line is, I think Tyson Fury is going to romp. I just do. If Tyson Fury goes out there and fights with, if he fights 6'9"-ish, he will win the fight, no doubt about that. Boxing last night, of course, on ESPN. Bit of a sad note for the two-time Olympian from Mexico. I'm talking about Oscar Valdez. Of course, Oscar Valdez coming up short the second time with Emmanuel Navarrete. He suffers from the Duran syndrome. What's that? The Richard Duran syndrome, not the Roberto Duran syndrome. I'll talk about that more after the news, after the break here on Ring Talk Live World. Straight up, you are tuned to Sports Byline.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discussed, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The debut of new music on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What happens? The computer does a glitch on me. Straight up, thank you, computer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Before I get to the inevitability of writing on yet another boxing obituary, let me tell you what Top Rank did to Oscar Valdez last night. Of course, Oscar Valdez was a two-time Olympian out of Mexico. Of course, he was selling tickets out of Glendale, Arizona. But the bottom line is, Top Rank did him no favors, putting him in with Emmanuel Navarrete, who beat on him so bad the first time. I mean, it was like child abuse. I mean, I kid you not. It was like horrible scores. Like, it was almost a shutout. But yet, they put him back in there again. Why? I don't know. But the bottom line is, prior to reading Sunday's Fistic eulogy, let me tell you about the Duran syndrome. When I say Duran, I mean Richard Duran, not Roberto Duran. A Sacramento-based flyweight, Richard got robbed by the boxing establishment when the U.S. Amateur Boxing Federation blatantly screwed him in the Olympic trials at 112 pounds back in 1984. So for some bizarre reason, I still can't fathom, the decision was made by 17-year-old Duran, his team, his trainer Don Connolly et al., to make another run at the Olympics in 1988. Everybody realized that that was a big mistake for Richard, but not Richard. Bottom line is, 4 years, of course, he stayed an amateur. In those 4 years, he developed a drinking problem to an extent. And when he turned pro in 1988, of course, and after not making the 88 team, of course, he came close. But coming close is like, you can't, it ain't enough in boxing. Bottom line is, he didn't make it. And, of course, has two Olympic runs. 8 years he spent in the amateurs, at least trying to make it to the Olympics. He didn't make it either time. Bottom line is, he was burnt out by the time he turned pro. I think his final record was 24-3, and the three fights he lost were the three world-class fighters, Tracy Harris Patterson, Kennedy McKinney. Those were two WBC and IBF title fights. I can't remember the third guy. But the bottom line is, Richard was the real deal at one point in time. And then, after boxing, Richard had some issues. I mean, the drinking I talked about, and of course, I would see him here and there, and I tell him, hey, man, get off the booze, because, you know, he always tried to put up a front with me. This was my roommate in the Olympic trials. When we went to the Western Olympic trials over there in Colorado Springs, he was my roommate. When I went to the state championships down there in Southern California and we fought at the Olympic Auditorium, he was my roommate. So me and Richard go back. So when Richard died in 2011 at the age of 44 from a stroke, it was like crazy. But then his life was spiraling out of control. Let me tell you, he got arrested and he got into a fight and he killed a guy in a fight. And of course, it was called involuntary manslaughter, I think, eventually. And his management team, there were good big money people up there in Sacramento. They got him out of that beef as they did others. But the bottom line is Oscar Valdez has fallen into the same trap. He stayed around too long, two Olympic runs, didn't happen either time. Of course, the first time he did well, I take that back. Second time, didn't do well, got eliminated. But the bottom line is, he tried, and it was 8 years of his life. So when you take 8 years off a professional fighter's life or off a fighter's life, that's a significant amount of time. And I think that's what they did with this young man. I think they just burned him out. And when they threw him back in there with Navarrete last night, after Navarrete beat on him like a drum in their first fight, I mean the first fight wasn't even close, but yet... You know, I'll tell you, first fight, scores 119-109. That means he got one round. One judge had it 118-110. That means he got two rounds. Oh, the third judge, he gave Oscar Valdez four rounds in that first fight. But the fact was, he got trounced. So why would you get trounced and then come back and fight a guy that trounced you a couple of fights later at home when you're the draw and all that kind of good stuff? What I'm trying to say is that the boxing establishment, they screwed him over, no doubt about that. Of course, the fight was stopped last night inside the distance. I wasn't a happy camper when I saw Valdez fighting square. When you fight square against a taller guy, you negate any speed or any reach advantage you might have. When I say reach advantage, because sometimes, you know, watch Roberto Duran. He used to be he wouldn't be square with those guys. He would always be angled. And when you're angled, that gives you the best shot at having the leverage, being able to slip, being able to put leverage on your punches and power and this kind of stuff, and getting the maximum in your reach, okay? And last night, Valdez kept coming up short against a taller guy. No big thing. I mean, and no, obviously, no big thing to Navarrete, okay? But Oscar Valdez, he was fighting an uphill fight from the get-go. From the signing of the fight, it was an uphill fight. I think that they sacrificed. I think Top Rank sacrificed the two-time Mexican Olympian down there in Glendale, Arizona last night. Of course, he was stopped inside the distance. His record is now 32-3, I believe. And of course, you know, Navarrete now 39-2, one draw. Of course, I remember his claim to fame when he grabbed the WBO title over Isaac Dogbo. Did he lose it to Dogbo? Bottom line is, he showed up at a convention one time. Yeah, I think it was 2019. He showed up at a convention, and then a few weeks later, he beat Isaac Dogbo. Take it back. So that was a pretty good fight for him. You got to give him some props. But at the end of the day, he was fighting a smaller guy. When you have size, size advantage, size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. And this was size. Is Tommy D ready to rock? Let's go with Tommy D. Of course, let's take it to the Bronx and bring in you, sir.
I am doing well, Pedro. How's everything with you?
Well, you sound a little more energetic than you did a little bit earlier. I called you a little early. I thought you were doing heroin.
Because you, no shot. But you know, I had to make up for it, man. You put me on the spot. You know, so you know, sometimes you come across a little bullyish, man. But you know, you motivate me.
I'm not
motivating
you. Oh, you know what? Oh man, he called me. I don't know if I'm hurt or not. Anyway, Oscar Valdez, am I right? Was he sacrificed by Top Rank last night?
Yeah, he was sacrificed by Top Rank big time. You know, I think they made him the interim champion or whatever because Navarrete was out. But Valdez, you know, he hasn't looked good for almost like since the fight against Bichelle, because, yeah, you know, he fought Conceição. They, you know, he got caught with some juice.
No, right? Time out. He got caught with some steroids in his system, and and you were allowed 6 grams. I'm using an example number here. You were allowed 6 mm-hmm. grams. He had 12 grams, so the WBC upped the limit to 13 grams.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then he didn't do well in that fight. I thought he lost the fight to Robson Conceição. Yep. They gave him the victory there, and then I think after that, you know, he lost to Shakur.
Yep.
And he hasn't looked the same, and he got beat down by Navarrete once. Why see it again? You know, that so far we've seen 3 rematches in a matter of like 2 to 3 weeks, and the winner of the first fight won them all.
Yeah, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, the Karen Boots Ennis fight, there's going to be a trilogy. They're going to fight a third time. I think it's going to be, we'll have some super name for it. But the bottom line is, Boots Ennis ain't delivered yet, bro.
No, he hasn't. I mean, a lot of people are putting him up there on, you know, some type of pedestal, and he hasn't really beaten anybody. You know, he didn't look good against Karen. I actually, you know, some people criticize me. I actually scored the fight a draw.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
close.
Because the point taken away from Karen, you know, was the big factor, and obviously the knockdown. But if that doesn't happen, you know, Karen wins that fight on my scorecard.
You know, it's pretty cold. We're talking about a dude named Karen. You know that? I mean, think about
it. Yeah, I guess you got you got to be tough, right? If you got a name, you know, a name Karen,
well,
right?
Or like a boy named Sue.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, holy cow. I mean, imagine me. You got to be. I mean, he must have been. He must have been punch drunk by the age of 13 with a name like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, imagine Karen. Bam, bam. Hey, man, is it true your name is Karen? Oh, man, that'd be over. No doubt about that. Now, Oscar Valdez should think about retirement. I mean, he talks real well still. He talks pretty good. And he's still got his cognitive skills. And it's time to get out now, not to be somebody's opponent. Because from now this point forward, he's going to be somebody's B-word and somebody's opponent.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? ESPN, he's done some play-by-play or some broadcast announcing. You know what? And while he still, you know, has his senses around him, I think that's a good career move. If he's going to, you know, not take any more punches to the head, any more abuse, and get paid by Top Rank to do that, why not? I think that's the goal.
He'll be doing Spanish and English. Much like CNS Estrada, of course. I thought she was the best fighter pound for pound in the women's division. Maybe her and Amanda Serrano. But the bottom line is, I thought if she was any other weight, she could kick, she could beat boys.
She could fight. Yeah, she's you know, she's you know, bad ASS, you know. So I mean, I was shocked that she announced her retirement.
Well, it's because she doesn't want to get punched up, and she's going out with that geek.
Yeah, that geek from the Zone. What's his name? Maddox.
Yeah, is it
Maddox?
But the bottom line is, you know, hey, if you can sleep your way to the top, why not?
No comment.
Wait. Are you trying? Time. Let's go to a break. Let's leave it at that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines if you'd like to joust with my co-host here. I'm talking about the great Thomas Dillamuth. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Barry on boxing here in hour number two. This is Ring Talk, hour number one of two on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with the Super Five from the Bronx himself, live on the line. Of course, some of us from the Bronx. We're talking about Sir Thomas Dunlamuth. And Tommy, let's talk about U.S. Super Olympic heavyweight. Talk about the silver medalist Richard Torres Jr. Last night moved to 12-0, 11 KOs. I don't know. Is he fighting anybody decent? Isaac Munoz, 18-2 with one draw and 15 KOs. What sort of makes me suspect about Isaac Munoz, is he sounds Latin. I don't know too many decent Latin heavyweights. They just don't grow that big.
They don't. I mean, but Top Rank has a couple of them now, right? So now they have what? Richard Torres and they have the other kid here in the East Coast from Connecticut, Ali Feliz, who I think is going to be pretty good. I don't think the same is for Richard Torres, though. I don't, you know, he hasn't really, in my opinion, has fought anybody. I mean, he's just starting, but, you know, as the fights come along.
Come on, Tommy. He's got 12 fights already with 11 kids. Yeah, it's time for him to step up and fight somebody outside of my producer.
Yeah, exactly. It's time for him to definitely step up. 12 fights already. He should definitely step up. He has somewhat of a name on the West Coast. I think he's fought out there a few times already.
He can't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. You know, but that's what Top Rank does. They make you good, you know, for like 18, 19 fights, and they, you know, they look like they're really good, and they get in there with somebody good, you know, a la Jared Anderson, and that's it. You know.
Speaking of Jared Anderson, anybody seen him lately?
No, I don't know when his next fight is. I haven't heard anything about him.
No. Listen, here's what's up. I saw him the other day. He was panhandling here in San Francisco with his support dog. Wait. Why are you laughing? I'm just trying to report the news here. Jared Anderson, once beaten heavyweight contender, formerly out of a blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, yeah, he was panhandling in San Francisco. You can make a good living here.
You, as a panhandler?
Hey, some guy told me he was making $300 a day. And I said, you're making $300 a day? He said, yeah. And I said, and I'm giving you money? I drove away.
Wow.
That's $300 a day.
How do I respond to that?
Huh?
Well, I have heard stories about that, like years ago, like even here in New York, where they make a living out of doing that. And they had like bios for some of these people that would be in a corner, and they'd be like, you know, and they would make like, you know, 20 something thousand at least a year just for sitting outside panhandling and begging, you know, for money.
Yeah, you know,
it's like they go home and they take off their uniform and they, you know, they're regular human beings.
Yeah, exactly. But so I size these people up. I look them up. I look at their shoes. I size them up. And most of the time, here's what's up. The gypsies, and I hate to knock gypsies. Yeah, no, I kick them in the teeth if I get a chance. Anyway, bottom line is the gypsies are imitating Mexicans out here and they're begging for money. I kid you not. They're making like they're Latinos. This and that. They don't speak Spanish, but they got these Spanish signs. It says in Spanish, my daughter has cancer. Please give me some money. And then when you ask them in Spanish something, they can't respond. They're gypsies.
Wow.
The scam, and they're all over the place. They keep moving all over the... You tell the gypsies, they have the same writing on the signs. It's like in Sharpies. The big signs with Sharpies on them, and they're written the same way. Kidney disease, liver disease, cancer, I kid you not. These gypsies got all the diseases covered, and they're all over the Bay Area.
Wow. That's insane.
When I was a cop, we arrested those people.
As you should.
I told you, in my life, I think I've only come in contact. I never come in contact with a decent gypsy. I think about that. I take that back. The guy that runs the spaghetti house over there, University of California, Berkeley on Durant. I think he's pretty cool. Outside of that, I don't know any cool gypsies, and I'm an old man.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never came across any gypsies You know, you see them outside in the city once in a blue moon trying to do card readings and stuff like that, but that's about it.
The big scam was they were doing auto body repair here for a long time. And what they do is they would fill up the holes with spackle. And spackle is that stuff that you fill up the holes in your wall with at home, okay? So anyway, when it rained, the spackle just went away.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big, they did that, they've done that stuff for us. Anyway, speaking of hustles, guess who's the WBA heavyweight title holder? Kubrat Pula. Remember him? 32-3, 14 KOs. 14 KOs. Guy's like 6'5". You got to be kidding me. Anyway, he beat by a guy by the name of, and I almost want to puke, Muhammad Diamond Boy Char, 34-5. Don King's last hope, I think. 20 KOs, of course. 12-round decision last night in Bulgaria. Bulgaria is where Pula is from. Of course, scores are 117-111 twice, 116-112. Bottom line is, I don't know. Don King still has a piece of the heavyweight title, or, you know, this is pretty sad.
It is pretty sad, and those guys are like, both of them, I believe they're in their 40s. I think both of them, yeah, both of them are in their 40s. I think Pulev might actually be older.
In his 50s?
No, he's in his 40s, but he's definitely older. He might be like 44 or something like that. But it's I don't understand it, you know. And all these, and then, you know, more Europeans, right? The Pulev was Bulgarian.
Bulgarian.
And then Char is what? He's German.
All right, let me run this one at you then. The World of Bunko and Anarchy, a.k.a. the WBA, they're talking about sanctioning Julio Cesar Chavez and Jake Paul for a world title.
That's insane.
But
that would never, I don't believe that would happen. Would Chavez do that? Would he actually?
Are you kidding?
No, Junior.
Junior, right? Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, that's a joke.
Junior would get under the desk for you for some cocaine. he just would. I mean, I tell you, the best Julio Cesar Chavez story, I got impeccable one. Listen to this one. He's going to fight at the L.A. Forum. My buddy's a referee. I can't remember exactly who the referee was. Anyway, but he tells me that he goes in to give Chavez the pre-fight instructions, and Chavez is not in the dressing room. They say, where is he? He's in the shower. So they're waiting for him in the shower. He's banging some chick in the shower before the fight.
Junior? Oh, my God.
I think it was Raul Caiz that told me that, the referee. Yeah, I went in to give him his instructions. He wasn't available. What do you mean he wasn't available? Yeah, he was in the dress. Yeah,
so that guy, he's lucky to have the name Chavez at the end, because he's made really good money and he wasn't really anywhere close to what his father was.
Suleiman put him in position. Both Suleimans, both Mauricio and his father Jose. And of course, speaking of Suleiman, I talked with the WBC TV thing TV people yesterday. And, of course, they said to me, I said to them, did you actually think I was going to sit back? Me and Tommy D were going to sit back and like, just let you give you guys a free pass? I mean, did you really think that was going to happen when you pulled that crap with Oshaki Foster and the aforementioned Robinson Canseco? Of course, that was avenged in a rematch. But the bottom line is the WBC's pulled some horrible stuff as far as, imagine Joe Frazier when he's heavyweight champion. Imagine this, Tommy D. Joe Frazier says, I'm not fighting Muhammad Ali. Much like Canelo saying, I'm not fighting Benitez. But Joe Frazier says, I'm not fighting Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that's crazy. That'll be unheard of.
But
these guys, they get away with that. Look at Tank Davis. Tank Davis, instead of fighting one of the top guys at 135 or even moving up to 140, he takes a guy from 130, and they're going to put him in a main event pay per view. That's a joke.
But he's been fighting B guys for a long, long time. People have been giving him a pass. I think the best guy he ever fought was Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, by far, Ryan Garcia. You know, and you know, he struggled with guys before. He had a chance to fight Lomachenko, like, 4 or 5 years ago. Floyd Mayweather didn't let him do it, right? And that would have been his biggest fight, you know? And now he calls out Lomachenko, and Lomachenko doesn't want any parts of it. So, I mean, and he's talking about retiring, too. Like, in a press conference, like, this is his last year. After this fight, it might be, like, one or two more, and then that's it. I mean, if Gervonta Tank Davis was to retire after this fight, and even if he wins, he's not a Hall of Fame fighter.
No, but he's made a lot of money. See, and he's made a lot of money. And this is a profession. You know what I'm saying? Some guys don't fight for greatness. Some guys fight for money.
Well, yeah, thanks to Floyd Mayweather.
Well, Mayweather brought that along. Of course, Floyd Mayweather, He bought, if somebody said he spent $400 million on some low-income housing in the Bronx, is that true?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'll look that up during the break. But the bottom line is that Floyd supposedly spent a lot of money on real estate. If he bought all this low-income housing and he keeps a low income, more power to him. Of course, maybe I'll have a little respect for him. Now, they're doing a rematch in February. It looks like Artur Beterbiev, Dmitry Bivol. How come I'm not high on this? How come I'm not? Am I just biased against two Russian fighters? I just can't get into it.
I think yeah. Well, as far as Pedro Fernandez is concerned, yeah. I mean, I'm for it. I'm for it because it was a close fight. I thought it was a decent fight. I don't think it lived up to the expectations. And I think because of the result, in my opinion, I think this fight would end a little bit differently. I think Beterbiev stops him convincingly in this fight. I think Bivol will try to do more than what he can do, and I think he gets in trouble midway through the fight and gets stopped.
Now, you know that Bivol got stopped with the big gloves on in the gym by David Benavidez, right?
I did not know that.
Oh, he got crunched.
Wow.
He got crunched. I'm telling you, people say, you're going out on this Benavidez limb. I just look at him, and you think Morell's going to win when they fight February 1st, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now that you told me that, I'm a little scared now because I actually picked Morell to beat Benavidez.
No, I mean,
especially the way Benavidez looked at that photo shoot.
Well, Bivol said, you know, that was sparring. They'll say, yeah, exactly. That was sparring, and he kicked your ass and knocked you out with the big gloves on.
Yeah, so that's a little bit scary. But you know, did you see the photo shoot with Beterbiev and Benavidez and Morell when they did the little face off and Benavidez had his shirt off? He looked big. He looked bloated.
Yeah, he looked like a fat guy. He looked like a beer drinker. Straight up, let's take a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. Did I miss any? Probably did. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one, the only.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
Sounds of the Average White Band. If ever there was a band that was misappropriately titled or named, it's the Average White Band, because they're obviously above average band. No doubt about that. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Time to call out Puerto Rican judge Nelson Vasquez, who last night scored 117-111, the Liam Parro fight. Of course, Liam Parro losing to Richardson Hitchens, 19-0, now 7 KOs. But it was a scorecard. The other judges had it 116-112 and 116-112. 8-4 the other way. So 8-4 one way, two times, and then 117-111 the other way. Nelson Vasquez, he is from Puerto Rico. Zappia, Carl Zappia is from Australia. That's where Liam Parro is from, I believe, and Frank Lombardi is from the United States. But the bottom line is, the Puerto Rican judge, the guy at home, should be banned. He should be banned. He should. Did you watch that, Tommy D?
That was a joke. When I heard 117-111, I thought that was, because that's what I had it for Hitchens. Right, that's 9 rounds to 3. But when he said Parro, I was like, "That's got to be a mistake. That was a travesty. That was a joke. There's no way that guy won more than 3 rounds." And that judge gave him, nine rounds. That was atrocious.
Okay, mark my words. Within 6 weeks, he'll have another decent assignment.
Of course he will. That's how it always goes. And you know who we saw last night too? Your favorite referee was there also. He did a couple of fights.
Who's that?
Pavone.
Oh, man. there's no need to kick him. I've kicked him in the teeth so many times, he has no teeth.
He doesn't after the times you kicked him. He
doesn't have any teeth anymore, man. There's no sense in kicking him anymore, man. I mean, hey, but Richardson Hitchens, should I get excited about him, 27 years old?
It's tough with that division because nobody's fighting each other the way they should.
He can't punch.
You know, he cannot punch. I mean, he can box a little bit. You know, he didn't look good the early part of the fight. That was the only part that Parro looked good. I had Parro up 3-1, and then I had Hitchens win the rest of the fight. You know, he doesn't do much. He doesn't put his shots together. He's scared to engage. You know, I don't know how he's going to do when he has to fight under the IBF rules. Maybe if, you know, under the other rules where he can hydrate up to, you know, maybe 150 pounds because that's what he's known to do, maybe a little bit different. But still, no pop on any of his punches. You know, he's a slick boxer, you know, and that's about it. You know, now let's see if he could get into a fight, maybe call out, you know, we could do Brooklyn versus quote-unquote Brooklyn and Teofimo Lopez. Both got titles. Let's unify. Let's make something happen. Let's give something to the fans and, you know, have the best fight the best. You know, but these guys are not fighting the best right now.
But Hitchens, give him an IBF belt. You can give him all the belts in the world. He ain't the best at nothing.
No, but how about he fights Devin Haney? That's your guy.
No. Here's what's up. I am under, listen, I'm under the, no, I have to admit it right now. I am under medical treatment by Dr. Raymond Kirk of Facebook. One of my Facebook doctors has put me under medical treatment for the Devin Haney syndrome that I have. Okay. So the bottom line is, I've been told that I cannot mention Devin Haney in a negative manner. If he's fighting, mention him because he's in the news, but don't mention the fact that he was wearing that oil with the GHB at the Diddy party.
So is it fair to ask you if that was a fight at 140, would you watch it?
Just hoping that Haney would get drilled. Oh God, no. I have to be objective. Of course, I would watch it.
Okay.
I would watch it with great anticipation. Great. He's undefeated. Why wouldn't I want to watch an undefeated fighter? What are you laughing about? The last time I saw him, he was down 4 times in 1 round.
So don't forget, he was down 4 times versus a guy that was on some juice. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. But how do we really know if the juice, I don't know if the juice really mattered. The bottom line is, you know, chins and juice, you know, usually, I don't know, if you don't got a chin, you don't got a chin. He doesn't have a chin.
But
he's a wonderful. Let me go back to what my doctor told me. But he's a wonderful young man, and I should always talk positively about him. Now, what else do you want to talk about besides Devin Haney?
But real quick, besides that so-called chin, he got up every time. He finished the fight. He didn't get knocked out. Guys with bad chins, they don't finish the fight.
I'd have finished him. He'd have never.
You would have finished him.
I'd have finished him. No, he was. The referee got in the way, bro. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Harvey Dock got in the way. If Harvey Dock hadn't gotten in the way, I mean, I granted, Ryan, there was all kinds of things going on that one round. I think it was the seventh. Ryan Garcia hit him basically on a break and this kind of stuff. But he was holding. You know, and when guys hold on to you like that, it's very frustrating. I remember one guy. I threw him on the ground. He kept holding. Yeah. I threw him down. Okay, and the referee said to me, "You shouldn't have done that." Said, so what? You know, I did it. He was holding on. Now, listen, I had girlfriends that hugged less than this guy. I'm kidding you not. We're in Reno. It was up in Reno, the biggest little city in the world, fighting for some diamond belt title, some kind of stuff like that. And he kept holding and holding and holding. And the referee wasn't doing nothing because the referee was from Reno. Mm. You know, typically, imagine that, a hometown referee in the amateurs.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Tommy, pound for pound, of course, the heavyweight champions in action in a week. I'm talking about Oleg Usyk, of course, and Mr. Tyson Fury. I'm picking Tyson Fury in the comeback. What do you think?
You picking a gypsy?
I'm picking a gypsy. I'm not a fan of the gypsies.
Shocked.
Well, I wouldn't invite them over to my house.
That's a good call. That's a good call. I think it's a good pick. I think it's still a fairly even fight. I think this is it's more crucial for Fury to win this fight than Usyk. You know, so I expect Fury to be in great condition, better than the last time. But I still got Usyk. I think Usyk is special.
So you want a better soda on Usyk. That?
We're better soda on that.
Okay, I only drink Mexican. Listen, you gotta listen. If you have to, ship me a bottle of Mexican Pepsi because Do they have that in New York? We can't. It's not on the market out here anymore. I went to all the Mexican stores. They don't sell Mexican Pepsi. It's sort of like a seasonal thing. I get it like two or three times a year for like 3 months, and boom, and we've got.
Is it called Mexican Pepsi? Or is it
no, it's Pepsi bottled in Mexico because they use the real sugar outside of the United States using the high fructose corn syrup, which has led to the obesity situation in this country.
So, but let me ask you a question. Okay. If I actually found where they have a bottle of Mexican Pepsi, would you actually drink it or would you just
No. You'd have to like FedEx it to me.
Okay, yeah, but would you drink it?
Oh, of course I would, as long as you don't open the bottle, as long as the bottle's sealed.
Okay, I'm gonna look into that. I'm serious. I'm gonna look into that.
It's funny. It's, you know, you can see it, certain Mexican markets have it, and then the guy says, "I remember when I went into the Mexican market last week, and the guy says to me, 'No tango.'" And I say, "All right, you knew what I was looking for. You knew right away. I was walking because I don't buy anything else but the Mexican Pepsi, and I only drink like I have a quota." I'll drink one Pepsi a day, a 12-ounce Pepsi, and that's it. I don't do any more because when I do more, that sugar is just not good for you, man. It's just not.
No, it's not. I try to stay away from soda, period. I'm already not in the best of, you know, condition, so I don't drink. So I try to drink more water. I do have a bad habit drinking the Red Bulls, though. I got to stop drinking.
Red Bull's got that bad ingredient, and I can't remember what that one ingredient, but it's really bad. It ain't good for your kidneys and your liver and that kind of good stuff. Give up the Red Bull, man. Listen, go back to good old cocaine. I mean, you know, if you want to get up, do it right.
I'll pass on that, too.
Pharmaceutical.
This Superfly does not mess with the powder stuff.
Okay, I get that. Now, hey, listen, now I'm going to change subjects for a minute. How are people in New York reacting to that CEO getting whacked last week? I mean, we're out here in California, we're like, party! Go on.
It's been like a soap opera. It's been, a lot of people are very intrigued as to what's going on and, you know, what the guy did and what he was about to do.
32% of the claims that were filed to his company, medical claims, were denied eventually, okay? And he had this AI thing where people would call and make a claim, and 90% of those claims were denied, even though they realized that that was in error and all that kind of stuff. They didn't care. People are dying, bro. I mean, when I talk to people that are sick, this and that, if they got good, you know, in California, that doesn't happen. You know why? Because we've got Medi-Cal out here, and Medi-Cal covers stuff. You know where I'm coming from? So we don't have to worry about that. But if you're in another state, you're screwed. The girl I know in Las Vegas has problems with her eyes. She got cataracts. If she gets cataract surgery, she got to pay $3,000 for it. I get it here in San Francisco for free.
No, I totally get it. I understand it. Listen, where I work now, I work for one of the biggest health foundations in the United States, and probably the biggest in New York State, where we give out, you know, where we help people and give out grants for healthcare, you know, for different programs. So we get it. We know what's going on here in New York, especially with the nurse shortage. There's a lot. It's big time with the nurse shortage as well. So, no, I get it. I mean, but this guy, I think it was something more with this guy too. He was doing some insider trading.
All that kind of good stuff. But listen, the bottom line is, you know, corporate America has really, really turned the tide here. I mean, they when the Supreme Court said about 25 years ago that a corporation had the same right as a citizen, I knew we were in trouble at that point in time, okay? And then corporations have just taken over. I mean, I was talking about they jumped the price at my Lucky store, my Save Mart store, on a slice of cake from $3.99 to $5.99 in a week.
Wow.
Okay, that's what's going on. I kid you not. In packages are getting smaller. You buy a Fig Newton cookies, right? You shake the package and you say, "Why is it sound loose in there?" Because the cookies are smaller than they used to be. It's called shrinkflation. And corporate America is just getting. Hey, listen, I blame them for the fentanyl thing. They said that the oxycodone and that kind of good stuff, when they were giving it to everybody, they said it wasn't addictive. Much like the cigarette company said that nicotine wasn't addictive, okay? And they lied. So they set up this. Corporate America set up the fentanyl epidemic in this country, bro.
Wow. I don't know much about that, but that's no.
I mean, my mother got hooked on him. I kid you not. It was pretty sad towards the end there. I mean, she was willing to get, I'm going to bear some family secrets right here. She was willing to get surgery on her ankle in order for her to get another prescription for pain pills. Surgery. Okay, that's how bad the addiction was. I kid you not. And it wasn't just my mother. It was a lot of mothers, a lot of fathers. A lot of people got hooked on oxycodones and painkillers and this kind of stuff. And, of course, you look at these people, zombies on the street and that fentanyl stuff. I mean, good Lord, man. I don't know. In San Francisco, we've got thousands of people on the street. In New York, are there thousands of people? Are people all over the Bronx laying in the streets?
I'd say thousands, but there are people, you know, all over in the city and in the Bronx, Brooklyn, you know, they're all over. And my borough, the Bronx, is you know, the smallest borough, but it's the most, you know, in my opinion, it's the most overpopulated borough, you know, because it's so small. You got people living in small apartment buildings and, you know, stuffed up in there. And it's bad. You know, people sleeping on the trains, you know.
I got my buddy Joe around the corner sleeping on the sidewalk. He's got a little sleeping bag he puts himself to. But the bottom line is, you know, it gets cold here. It's like 42, 43 degrees. In New York City, it gets like a whole lot colder than 42.
It gets a whole lot colder. Right now, it's about 46.
And how do people survive out there?
I don't know. I don't know how to get it, how they do it. There's shelters around here. They go to shelters and stuff, but they find ways to, you know, find maybe an abandoned building, or they, you know, they end the subways. And, you know, it's crazy. It's bad. Or they get arrested on purpose, right? And go in, you know, to prison. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, let's end that on a sad note. Bottom line is, Tamara's coming home pretty soon off for Christmas vacation.
Yes, in a couple weeks she'll be home. She's finishing up her finals and stuff. So yeah, she'll definitely be here for like a month.
Some kids make a difference, folks. Some kids make a difference. Some kids go to work for the, you know, like the transit bureau. We don't think this lady's going to be a transit bureau driver, no doubt about that. Straight up, you have a good week. Hug the wife. Hug the kids. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Pedro. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
The great Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Sports Byline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night. Dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
This is the Average White Band with my buddy Benny King. Of course, Benny King was with the Drifters back in the 1960s. AWB did an album with them. Of course, may he rest in peace, the great Benny King. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, hour number two will bring in Barry on boxing and go through boxing A to Z, of course, 2024-2025. Barry is the guy, no doubt about that. We call him British Boxing Royalty. Actually, we have two members of British Boxing Royalty. We've got Sir Kenneth Rainford, of course, on the other side of the pond. We've got Barry on boxing here in the San Francisco Bay Area. So the bottom line is we will bring in probably the godfather himself, probably about 10 minutes past the hour of hour number two of Ring Talk Live World right here on Sports Byline. Now, I want to mention a passing, 84 years old, Nori Takatani was the manager of Junto Nakatani, not Takanani, Takatani, and Nakatani. Bottom line is Nori passed away at the age of 84. He was a manager. I met him, I think, in 2003 when I was in Japan, and Joe Kazumi introduced him. I don't know if I told you about this, but when Joe Kazumi introduces you to somebody, you must pay attention. One time I ignored him and I didn't pay attention. I jumped into an elevator. I had to do a radio show on KNBR, so I jumped in this elevator in Atlantic City. I got to go upstairs. I'm going to be on the air in like 90 seconds. I got to pick up the phone. Hold on, yours. Bottom line is, Joe's telling me, take a picture with his guys. I didn't do it. He didn't talk to me for 2 years. He thought I was rude. I kid you not. Straight up, this is Ring. Yeah, Joe Kazumi. The Japanese customs, like I told you a little bit earlier, the Japanese girl, Hana Kobayashi out of Japan, out of Hawaii. Her father came over here from Hawaii looking for her. She has a strange daughter, his missing daughter, and that kind of good stuff. And after 10 days, he killed himself. That's the way Japanese people roll. I kid you not. They're super emotional, and May he rest in peace, and may they find her one day. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. She left voluntarily. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines for hour number two. If you'd like to join us, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. I want to say hi to Matt and Frank 1961. Bottom line is we'll do some history, and we'll talk boxing with Barry on Boxing in hour number two, coming up after the wonderful sports shorts here on Sports Byline. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two. Hollywood may never be my style, but I know I'm good. Oh yeah, not just all right. City life, city life, city life.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Championship weekend in college football was a crazy one as we saw teams best in their conference battle it out for their title. The Clemson Tigers were able to capture the ACC title with a walk-off 56-yard field goal. The SMU Mustangs are down for most of the game but came back in the fourth quarter, tying the game up 31-31, trying to force overtime. SMU quarterback Kevin Jennings broke 300 passing yards, had three touchdowns and one interception. However, could not finish the job. Tigers win 34-31. Georgia, the Bulldogs win their SEC title on an injured Carson Beck handoff to Trevor Etienne in overtime. That SEC championship game saw a lot of historic firsts. This was the first SEC conference championship game to go into overtime. It also marked the first time there was not any touchdowns in the first half. That final score, Georgia 22, Texas 19. Oregon's quarterback Dylan Gabriel had four touchdowns and led his team to a win past Penn State for the Big Ten title. In a high-scoring affair, Oregon wins 45-37. Has Arizona State punched their ticket to the college football playoffs? Well, they won over Iowa State 45-19 in their championship game. Fans now look to the college football playoff committee's rankings. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Welcome to week 14 of the NFL season. Our fell to 7-5-1 last Sunday as the Falcons dominated virtually every statistical category against the Chargers, but the feared Kirk Cousins factor was too much to overcome, and to the Chargers' credit, they won for the fifth time in their last six outings and survived the Kansas City look-ahead factor. And that's where we're headed for our Week 14 play, Kansas City, Missouri, for the Sunday night football game as the Chiefs host the Chargers at what will be unseasonably mild Arrowhead Stadium for the rematch of their Week 4 showdown when the Chiefs left Los Angeles with a 17-10 win. Right out of the gate, the knock on the Chargers is, who have they played and beaten to date? The Falcons were the first over 500 team the Bolts were victorious against this season, and the losses for the Chargers have come against Kansas City, Baltimore, Arizona, and Pittsburgh, who have a combined record of 34-15. But before anyone gets too critical of the Chargers' 30th-ranked strength of schedule, the Chiefs are 20th in that department. They both reside in the AFC West, thus playing the same teams there, and for both, Their out-of-conference NFC opponents reside in the NFC South. When analyzing this primetime showdown, I look to see what's different from the last time these two teams met in September. Derwin James, Joey Bosa, Rashawn Slater, and Joe Alt did not play in that game one, but will be available for the rematch for Los Angeles. Justin Herbert, who started this season when the teams first met with a bum wheel, has been nearly at 100% over the last 5 weeks. The Chargers have covered 6 of the last 9 trips to Kansas City, winning 3 of those outright. There are 4s and 4.5s out there, so let's play the Chargers plus 4.5 to take another cover in this AFC West rivalry. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two of the Sunday edition. It comes to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going. Of course, we are also live on Twitch.tv, live TV broadcast as I speak, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Now, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Gold Glove champion. So I have to add that stuff. So supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? You're the average fan. You're buying the pay-per-views. Actually, you're probably stealing the pay-per-views because nobody I know is buying the pay-per-views. I mean, a couple of people. But the bottom line is every time I push somebody on how much is your cable bill, they take the fifth. So the bottom line is they're stealing the pay-per-views. So who's paying for them? I've been asking this question for weeks, months, maybe years. Who's buying the pay-per-views? I mean, bottom line is somebody's got to be buying them. Dana White, these guys are making money. Of course, some of the boxing promoters, nobody's client talking about filing for bankruptcy. And like, speaking of Dana White, promoter of the year, no doubt about that. I mean, he is not my favorite guy, no doubt about that. Of course, as I've always said, if you run into Dana White, make sure you do it with a truck, not a car. But the bottom line is, you know, he's sort of like carved out his own niche. And although I think he's a pimp, a professional pimp, I mean, I just do. I think he takes advantage of people, and much like a pimp would if he was working the streets of San Francisco when I was a policeman back up a few years ago. But the bottom line is, Dana's got control. He's one-man control. I mean, he calls the fights. He makes the fights. He pays the bonuses. The whole nine yards is all about Dana. Of course, and Dana, as I said, famous for underpaying guys. I mean, come on, man. When a guy could draw like a $7 million gate, I think Francis Ngannou drew a $7 million gate at one point in time, and he got a $500,000 purse. Oh, and they gave him a $50,000 bonus. So, I mean, think about that. You draw $7 million. That's not the pay-per-view money. We're not even talking about the pay-per-view money. Bottom line is, Dana's a pimp, no doubt about that. Open phone lines around the planet. We're done with him. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And Dr. Kirk on Facebook has diagnosed me with the Devin Haney syndrome. So I'm not going to talk about Devin Haney in a negative manner, no matter, no way, no how. Bottom line is, it'll be tough, but I'll do it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Checking, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Before I get to my in-studio guest, the one, the only, Barry on Boxing, of course, Barry Rabbits. Bottom line is, Bob Arum, born December 8th, 1931 in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the top-ranked CEO, the former U.S. attorney under Bobby Kennedy in the Kennedy administration. Back, of course, when Kennedy got killed, John Kennedy, the president, was killed. Bottom line is, Bob Arum said his time in the Justice Department was limited. But the bottom line is, he went to a closed-circuit fight. He went to a fight between Floyd Patterson and Sonny Liston, and he saw the money that was generated in the pay-per-view then, but it was closed-circuit, where they showed fights at movie theaters and things like that. But he realized they made millions of bucks on that, so, you know, Arum said to him, you know, I need to get out of this. I'll get into boxing. Of course, he ended up promoting Muhammad Ali in 1965. Some other dates. Amir Khan was born December 8th, 1986. Amir Khan, he spells his name A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N. Not Amir, Amir Khan. The bottom line is, he was a con, no doubt about that. As I said, Larry Hazard, born on this day, December 7, 1944. Of course, I remember Larry Hazard Sr., the head of the Athletic Commission in New Jersey. Man's a great referee, no doubt about that. And of course, he's the one to stop that John Ruiz, Tommy Morrison, Ray Mercer fight. Of course, I was across the ring screaming, "Stop the fight, Larry, stop the fight." And Larry jumped up on the ring and finally got Tony Perez to stop that fight. Of course, Tommy Morrison, never the same after that, no doubt about that. Now, we go from history to in the studio and welcome my man, Barry. How are you, sir?
I'm good, mate.
That's not good. Too bad. Life treating you okay?
Sorry?
Life treating you okay?
It is, yeah. Not too bad, not too shabby.
Okay, so what did you think of that judge last night that had at 117-111 for Paro? I mean, Paro, some people wanted Paro to win, but he only won a couple of rounds.
I think it was even halfway. And, I think Hitchens swept the end. I think the last round was probably even. But, 117, 112.
Hitchens puts me to sleep.
Yeah, he's a little...
For the wrong reasons.
Yeah. He's a little... He's a good boxer, but, yeah.
You know, but boxers...
Basic, isn't he?
But fighters are supposed to put people to sleep with their hands, not with their performances.
Yeah, that's the usual. That's the way we like it.
Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah, there's another guy that can box great, but again, he doesn't put anyone away, does he?
Scared to death.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but he's, yeah.
No, I think he's a ghetto guy, but I think he's a ghetto guy that's scared to get cracked.
He doesn't like getting hit. Yeah, that's for sure.
He's scared to get cracked. So the bottom line is, I bring you to the studio, talk about the year in boxing, of course. What were the top 10 fights in your mind as far as 2024 is concerned?
The top 10 fights?
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think? What's happening in boxing? What's on your mind? What were the best?
I think the best fight was Murtaz Aliyev and Kulke, which happened in Germany. That was and the Ortiz-Bohachuk fight as well. I think those two were probably the best action fights of the year.
Poor Ortiz. I don't think he's...
Yeah, he's going to have a pretty rough career, I think. There's a lot of good fighters at 154, so...
Not only that, did you see that daze that concussed state he was in after the fight? He was walking around the arena in a dazed condition, didn't know where he was going.
I mean, he doesn't know how to relax, does he? So he's kind of, even after the fight, he's kind of a bit buzzed and kind of... He needs to take a bit of steam off some of those punches as well.
He needs to smoke some weed.
That's probably right.
Well, after the fight, in his dressing room. I don't know, I've told you I was smelling that weed outside of Prince Nassim Ahmed's dressing room there in London. In London, of all places, it was that Puff Daddy guy. Of course, the guy that's in jail right now. Sean Combs, whatever his name is, piece of crap, no doubt about that. But he was smoking weed in front of Ahmed's dressing room. And I'm saying to myself, come on, I'm used to San Francisco. You smell weed once in a while walking down the street. Yeah. But in London, you wouldn't expect somebody smoking weed almost a Wembley Stadium type of indoor arena. Holy cow.
Yeah, no, he'll get arrested for that over there.
Not with him.
Puff Daddy, I guess.
And I couldn't believe how I told you the Rolling Stones were kissing his ass. Now I realize those sex parties they had, that's probably why the Rolling Stones were kissing his ass. Because if you think the Rolling Stones could do a sex party, Puff Daddy would probably do a little bit better.
Yeah,
Bottom line is, what's on your mind, bro? What's on Barry's mind?
Oh, damn. I know what's happening with the Turkey thing. I don't know where that's headed with the Saudi Arabia thing. I think it's kind of making some big changes in boxing, but I don't know if long term it's a great thing or not. They're getting great fights.
Yeah, but it takes the fights away from Las Vegas. No doubt about that. Las Vegas is a non-entity in the world of boxing now. I mean, with the exception of the Morrell, the David Morrell, David Benavidez fight that's going to go down February 1st. I mean, Vegas ain't happening.
Right. No. And the atmosphere at these fights in Saudi Arabia is terrible. Even watching the Beterbiev Bivol fight, it felt like it was kind of on mute or something.
I'm going to get in trouble. He's telling me, I can't get off on two Russian guys fighting. I must be racist down deep down inside. I'm biased, no doubt about that. But right. I would have rather picked my nose and why. I mean, I was watching that fight going, man. I mean, they were going back and forth. But you have to be able to get into either guy. You have to have, don't really have to have a guy you beat for your own, but you have to be able to get into either guy. And somehow I can't get into either Beterbiev or Bivol.
I kind of like both of them. They don't have big mouths on them, that's for sure. They just fight, don't they?
Yeah, but good point.
The quality of that fight was, they canceled each other out a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I mentioned in hour number one, Benavidez like spanked Bivol in training with the big gloves on.
Yeah, I don't think that happened in a real fight.
You don't think so, huh?
Yeah.
You want a better soda on that one?
I do. I don't think he's going to get past Morrell. I think we already...
We have a soda on that one, too. You know, Tommy D's on that one, too. Next thing I know, the Impeccable going to be going with Eric Morrell as well.
Is Tommy going for Morrell?
Tommy D's going with him, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to look good for sure. I think Benavidez kind of plateaued a little bit. I think with all the holding on and waiting for Canelo, he's lost a little bit of... I think he needed a shot a few years ago.
I think you might have a good point there. And not only does he lose a little, he's gained a little. Evidently, he's looking a little fat for that as he preps for this fight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here's what's up. I'm not into guys getting fat between fights. You can gain weight. You know what I'm saying? You can gain weight. You can put on your fluid and that kind of good stuff, rehydrate yourself, But you don't need to get fat. Because, I watch Roberto Duran, and that's where his career, it went up and it went down. And the downs were the fact that he would get fat between fights and couldn't get himself together.
Yeah, I mean, once he hit Once it hit the 1980s, I think Duran didn't have the same kind of thirst for it, did he? He still wanted to fight, but not train, probably.
For the second Leonard fight, I tell the story about this, Mike Trainer was Leonard's attorney, and he sent a spy down to Panama, and Roberto's playing the conga drums, and this guy and some got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he's got a beer belly hanging over his belly, and he looks like he's like 6 months pregnant. He's 210 or 210 pounds plus, you know what I'm saying? So he's got to get down to 147 in 6 weeks or something like it, and Duran says, $8.5 million, I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, for sure. And he knew how to enjoy himself, Duran, didn't he?
He did. But, you know, the comeback fights, the Pepino Cuevas fight, that may be not much, but the Davey Moore conquest was, that was savage.
Yeah, that was probably one of the worst beatings I've ever seen.
And then he went 15 with Hagler, and he held Hagler. He busted Hagler up a little bit. And Hagler, Marvin Hagler, of all the times I've been around him, maybe a dozen times or more, we've like been either sitting in a car or in an office or in a room together, and he's complimented Duran. That's the only guy who's ever complimented.
Well, I think he was a little intimidated by Duran, actually.
You think he was?
I think he was, yeah. I mean, Hearns didn't intimidate Hagler at all, but Duran, there's something about Duran. That little guy, he's a mean dude. There's no doubt about it.
Pound for pound, the greatest fighter of all time? I think so.
Arguably, yeah, definitely up there, definitely up there. Yeah.
Who would you say is better? Do you think Ray Robinson gets too much props because of the fact he was ahead of his time at that point in time, and most guys can do what he did then now? A lot of guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he gets too much. No, I'd put him up there. Him or Duran would probably be the top guy, I would say. Yeah, for me. Yeah. The one guy I think's a little overrated, which I would get slammed for, is Joe Lewis. I think his
I'm shaking my head. Yeah, I wasn't a real big Joe Lewis puncher fan.
But he had lead feet, and his resume was I mean, when you look through his
well, look at Marciano's resume. The only world heavyweight champion to ever retire undefeated. The average age of his title opponent was 36.8 years.
Yeah. So he didn't fight any big, young, strong heavyweights.
Sonny Liston. Sonny was breathing down his neck at that point. I mean, Sonny was coming up in the ranks. He was, this probably isn't somewhere I want to go.
He was kind of robbed by history a little bit, Sonny Liston. Him being in between Marciano and Ali and not getting his shot. And yeah. So.
Well, you know, I told you how he died, right?
Liston, yeah.
He came and went at the same time. You know what I mean by that?
No.
Okay. I had a picture of the crime scene or the death scene in Sonny Liston's house. Okay. The house was locked from the inside. House is locked from the inside. Sonny's laying on the bed, naked, right on top of the bed, with his underwear down around his ankles.
Okay.
And he's dead. I mean, what happened? He came and went at the same time. I'm telling you, I stole a line from Richard Pryor, but that's what happened. I mean, how else do you end up dead on a bed with your drawers down around your ankles?
Yeah, it's a little shady, isn't it?
Not shady. It happens all the time. That's what you guys don't understand, is that being a former policeman and a private investigator, this stuff happens. People die during sex, even if it's sex with themselves.
Right.
Let's roll to a break. Enough sex talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what really grinds my gears? When I've had better fights on the toilet after eating Taco Bell.
Peter Griffin bringing us back from the break. He is our boxing analyst. Of course, he was at the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul debacle a couple weeks ago. Somebody told me Mike Tyson's getting sued. From who? The people that thought that he was going to win or kind of stuff like that. Here's what's up. Did you think Mike Tyson was going to hit that guy and it would happen? Did you think that, or did you think it was Barry? I mean, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Did you think he was going to hit Jake Paul and Jake Paul would fall apart?
I mean, I didn't think he would probably do it, but I thought maybe the first round he had a chance. Round and a half in him and then, but. No, realistically, he's nearly 60, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, you know, when he walks, he has a little hitch in his gait when he walks, and that sort of reeks of neurological issues. And
he's not the same guy he was when he was 20, that's for sure.
But the bottom line is he didn't even have any ghetto in him. I mean, I would have stepped on his foot and kicked him in the balls, done something. You know, I would have done something.
Right. Yeah, I think it was a money thing, wasn't it? He went the eight rounds. But okay.
Let's talk about 2024. What are your highlights and lowlights? Talk to me.
I think the Dubois-Joshua fight was a highlight. There's a huge crowd. Again, we had the atmosphere there. That if all those fights that they put on in Saudi were Wembley Stadium, they would be way more attractive.
Now, speaking of Daniel Dubois, he's talking about fighting Jake Paul, but go on.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a one-round event, wouldn't it? For sure.
It'd end during the referee's instructions.
Yeah. That first jab, I think, will probably. I think Dubois might be fighter of the year for me, to be honest with you.
I'll give him that because you know he surprised the Schmidt out of all of us.
Yeah. Coming back to beat Ergovic and then flattening Joshua in front of all those people.
How many people? 90,000 people.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And 90,000 people would fit in there to see Conor Benn get slaughtered against Canelo.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Conor Benn against Canelo against. He's going to fight Eubank, wasn't he?
Conor
Ben's just trying to grab at anything. He still hasn't proven anything to me at all.
One of them has the dope? Which one has the? That's
Conor Benn. Yeah. He wants to fight Eubank, doesn't he? But I don't know if that's happening. He wants to fight anyone, but he hasn't been in with a top 10 guy yet.
But he can't fight in the UK, can he?
I think he's just been cleared. Yeah, I think so.
All right. So what else comes out for you in 2024?
I loved Liam Paro's performance against Sabriel Matias in Puerto Rico. I thought it was the best performance of the year. I think he was the man everyone was avoiding.
But last night proved that he wasn't much to avoid. I mean, because he got beat by a guy that,
Hitchens didn't want to fight. Mateus. Huh? Hitchens avoided that Mateus fight. Poirier took it, but then Hitchens beat Poirier.
I can see why Hitchens avoided it, because Hitchens can't fight much. I mean, Hitchens is the sort of guy, another guy that goes into a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't think Hitchens would probably beat Mateus, to be honest with you.
But. How about my, I'll change the subject just for a second. How about my boy Sonny Edwards? He realized it was time to go. He couldn't punch. He only had 4 knockouts and like 20 wins. And you know how I feel about guys that can't punch. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah,
because it's like, as I said, you're going into a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah, you've got to kind of be perfect every round, haven't you? Because you're not likely to get anyone out of there. So.
Yeah, it means you're going to do a lot of rounds.
Yeah, he's done a lot of 12-rounders, isn't he?
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll be back. I think he loves boxing too much. I think he'll be back.
No, I think he's got a chance to be a little English broadcaster.
I hear that as well.
He's so small, it would be perfect, man. Yeah. Let's go to Sonny Edwards. You go to Sonny, like, Sonny's talking next to Eddie. Next to you or me, we look like giants next to him.
Yeah. And he can talk, so he'll be good at that.
That's why he's
opinionated as well, which I like.
Yeah, so. Much like that CNS's Estrada. I don't know if you ever watched her box, but she's headed to do doing broadcasting, this kind of stuff. I thought she was the best pound for pound.
I did as well. She, you know who she reminds me of was Finito Lopez. She boxes a little like him. I caught her one time doing a 10-rounder, I think, and she's boxing beautifully. Yeah. She's probably the same size as him, isn't she?
You know, he went undefeated, and of course, the one fight that he had a draw with was Rosendo Alvarez, I believe, of Nicaragua. I thought Alvarez won that fight. Anyway, but he did well in the rematch, and I think he retired at 49 and all this stuff. But you know what? He beat a bunch of guys like my producer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, take that back. My producer's like 160 pounds, 170 pounds. He beat a lot of guys who were like, how many talented guys are there at 105 pounds?
You remember he knocked out Saul Yacharong?
Yeah, how many? About 49 guys. How many guys were talented at 105 pounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's limited, but they're better than you think, I think.
So
Yacharong knocked out Chiquita Gonzalez after Lopez flattened him in 2 rounds, I think.
So he did
have some good guys on his record.
Gina, Chiquita Gonzalez, undefeated, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, right? And he's fighting fighting some guy from the Philippines, can't remember his name right now. Anyway, so he's fighting him at the LA Forum. He's a 101 favorite, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting down there, Rolando Cuesta, maybe that was his name. Anyway, so I'm sitting down there, I'm in the front row, me and Jack Fisk go down there to see the best fighter in the world, we've kneeled off all the whole 9 yards, and he quits like a dog in front of us.
Yeah, it's Pascua, wasn't it?
Rolando Pascua. Yeah. But he quit like a dog in front of us, man, I couldn't believe it. And you see me standing on the ring apron during the AP photo, or the post-fight photo, screaming at him. I couldn't believe it.
Give him some abuse.
What? the media abusing Jack Fisk told me he shouldn't do that. He quit like a dog.
Well, he was a little bit like that with the Carbajal fight the first time, because he had Carbajal really hurt, and Carbajal gutted it out, didn't he? And then when it turned around the other way, he was kind of out of there.
Those two guys made a lot of money for 108 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
They made million-dollar purses.
Yeah, between those two and Prince Nazim, that got the attention on the lighter weight
classes. I was at the first one, and that was like archaic. I mean, Memorial. I mean, it was just a great fight and all that. I think it was a Las Vegas Hilton, but the second fight I think was at the Forum, and that was sort of like it was really. I was with Carball afterwards. I talked to him afterwards, and said, he wasn't inspired at that point in time. And of course, you know, he had all kinds of issues. I don't know if I told you this, but his brother.
Yeah.
I told you about this one?
I know his brother was taking his money.
His brother killed his wife.
Oh, his brother killed his wife? He's pointing at me.
Allegedly, using the A word. I have to use the A word, is that what you're saying? He's pointing at me. He allegedly killed his wife. The cops think he killed his wife. He's the leading suspect to kill his wife. His name was Rudy Carball. It was his manager. He ran off with all of Michael's money. Okay. All Michael had.
Danny Carball.
Danny Carball.
Yeah.
Thank you. But Michael has left is that ghetto, that mansion in the ghetto, the one that was all the one that has bullet holes in it. I told him, I said, why would you build? Because you know, me and him were tight when he came out in the '88 Olympics, had the bronze medal, and he won the Olympic trials over here in Concord, California. So that was sort of cool. Him and Roy Jones. And we got tight. You know what I mean? You could see he was focused. I mean, he was driven. There's no doubt about it. And then at the end of the day, he didn't have any money. That sort of turned him bitter. And him and his brother are like bitter. There's no bitter rivals and all that. I mean, they're horrible enemies. The cops did search warrants. They did everything. They did the DNA, the whole 9 yards. They went after Rudy, whatever's in Danny Carball. I keep thinking Rudy Hernandez. But Danny Carball whacked his wife.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew he'd taken his money, but I wasn't sure about.
Absolutely. In fact, you know what? When I asked Mike about that, I said he shook his head. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
He thought, I said, did your brother kill his wife? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah? I mean, like, oh, just like nonchalantly, oh, yeah.
Right, right.
Not too many guys. Speaking of getting killed, what about this medical CEO, of course, getting killed in New York City, you know, getting hit on the street like
that?
You know anybody that's ever been denied a medical claim?
No, not that I can think of.
Not in California.
Yeah, right.
Not in California. In other states, it happens like all the time.
I can believe it.
It just does. California's got the Medi-Cal backup and that kind of good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you can reach out for a second medical choice. But the bottom line is, in other states, you don't.
Yeah.
And if you're going with this company, and of course, I think they declined 33% of their claims initially, and then they send you to AI. I didn't even know what alternative intelligence. Is that what that means?
Yeah,
is that what that means? Artificial intelligence. So they send you to that, and this thing denies 90% of the people, even though they realize it was a fault. Imagine that you're filing a claim, and one out of three claims, I broke my leg, and they say no, and they put you on hold.
You can't even talk to a human.
They only do this in this country. I got sick in China. They took care of me. I went to pay the lady some money in China. She was insulted.
Oh, really?
Macau. She was like, it was like I was giving her some communicable disease.
It's the same back in Britain as well. Yeah, you can get your
treatment. You shouldn't have to.
That's why I don't pay health insurance over here.
People go bankrupt in these times. They go bankrupt or they die. Because of the insurance companies here in this country. And of course, and people say to me, oh, Pete, you're exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I had family members that went through stuff like you would not believe with insurance companies. I don't remember it being this particular health company because it was like 25 years ago. But I remember they used to have to, they would be denied x-rays and things like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? The simple things. Yeah, and you have to appeal it and go through that. If you don't know how to do it.
If you're sick, you don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, and you're sick, you don't want to do it. So you end up dying.
No, I can
believe
it.
For the most part. Anyway, switching gears, boxing going to be in the Olympics in 2000, in this next upcoming Olympics, 2028, sort of like on the question mark, huh? Boxing in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. To be honest with you, I never watch it anyway these days.
but don't you think that was the stepping board to the professionals?
Oh, of course. But I think things have changed a lot. I think a lot of great fighters come out. They don't have to go through that whole system. I mean, it's still good to go through the whole amateur system, but yeah, I don't know.
Thank God there was an amateur system. I wouldn't want to fight professional.
Yeah.
I saw those little gloves. You wouldn't believe it. I fought with 8-ounce gloves one time, and I think that at that current weight, they were fighting with sixes and eights and this and that. I'm looking at these 6-ounce gloves. I say to myself, man, I don't want no guy ever hitting me with his hand wrapped like stones.
Yeah, yeah.
And hitting you with that glove.
It's a big difference, isn't it?
But huge. People don't realize that. That's why when I say when Dimitri Bivol got KO'd in the gym by David Benavidez with the big gloves on, it matters.
I don't think he actually got KO'd, did he?
I got lit up.
Yeah.
See how I'm exaggerating? You see that? My poor guy Benavidez, he's been so ignored. I mean, he has. In fact, we'll play a clip coming back with Paulie Malignaggi. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Barry Rabbits is in the house. He is Barry on boxing, of course, to everybody on this show. And we'll talk about what he thinks about the rest of 2024, what he thinks about 2024 and 2025 coming up after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, like 1,000 different networks. Bottom line is, the impeccable one is in charge.
Holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax
deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find a more outright duck than what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Barry on boxing, is that correct?
Probably, yeah. I can't think of one off the top of my head, that's for sure.
And no doubt about that. Before we go back to Barry Unboxing, what do you thought of 2024? I want to mention the fact that December 6, 2022, American boxing legend and referee, of course, my broadcast partner, well, let's get it on boxing, Mills Lane passed away, of course, the great referee, and that was his thing, let's get it on. Of course, I'll never forget when he was put on the spot by Mark Ratner when he was about to disqualify Mike Tyson after Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield the first time. He bit him the first time. So the bottom line is he should have been disqualified at that point in time, right? And the crowd was starting to throw stuff and everything. Mark Ratner said to Mills Lane, he goes, Mills, do you really want to disqualify Mike Tyson right now?
I remember the tone as well. Yeah,
that's just the way he put it, right? And Mills knew what time it was. Oh, okay. So he gave him a second shot. So Mills, to this day, he and I were broadcast partners. I used to jam him up on that because we'd be in a plane somewhere, going somewhere. I said, you really think you should let him go after that first fight?
There was so much confusion, wasn't there? I don't think he even knew what had happened, really, but...
It was a weird night, no doubt about that. And Holyfield was using his head. Holyfield does fight with his head.
Oh, he does, yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But now, back to boxing's, Barry's highlights for 2024. Talk to me.
All right. So the best knockout of the year, the Angelo Leo knockout of, what was the opponent again? Luis Alberto Lopez?
Ooh.
That was savage. That was, I don't think that guy will fight again, but that was a spectacular knockout.
Did he ever wake up?
He did, but I think he had a brain bleed, I think. And I mean, he fought with his hands down. I was watching Lopez whistling that left hook past his chin from like the third round on, and he saw it was wide open, and it took him 10 rounds to nail him. But yeah, that was, I don't think he'll be fighting again, but great knockout.
Wow. I mean, as far as knockouts are concerned in the heavyweight division, I still got to go back to the fact that Joshua was knocked out by Danny Dubois.
Yeah.
I mean, that means, you know what, people say to me, you were high on Joshua. He was a 2012 Olympic gold medalist. He had a body like God. I mean, a boxing body like God. He was 6'7", the whole 9 yards. And you and I keep talking, if I was 6'7" or 6'9", I don't think I'd ever lose a fight.
Yeah.
Especially fighting guys that are 6'2" and 6'3".
Yeah, again, I don't think he has full confidence, does he, in himself? He kind of goes up and down, and they're a very sensitive guy, I think.
So what does Dubois do? Does he wait on the winner of the Tyson Fury Oleg Usyk fight? Because if Tyson Fury wins that fight, he's probably going to fight Joshua.
Yeah, I think Dubois just needs to stay active. I think he's coming into his prime, and I think he's full of confidence right now, and just keep burying whoever they put in front of him. So But he's going to be a handful for anyone right now.
Okay. That is the heavyweight division. Of course, Oleg Usyk, you think he's going to beat Tyson Fury?
I really don't know. Just like the first fight, I scored the first one a draw. I really didn't know who to pick, and I feel the same this time around. Tyson might make a couple of little adjustments. So,
you're 6'9". You're fighting a guy that's 6'2", and you've got a jab. He shouldn't be able to hit you in the ass with a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, his 6-footwork's so good, though. He gets himself in real close, really easily, doesn't he? So
he does have good footwork.
Yeah.
I may underestimate his overall abilities, Oleg Usyk, but I'm just, how can I put this? I couldn't imagine him hanging with Larry Holmes.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one with Holmes' jab.
That jab over there. Boom, boom, boom.
He's a super smart guy, Usyk. I think he'd find a way with most guys.
You think so,
yeah.
Huh? You're giving
him. I wouldn't pick him over Holmes necessarily. I'd have to really have to think about that one. But no, I think he's an underrated guy, really. It's taken a long time to get to the respect he's gotten now. So
Did Holmes suffer from the fact that he came in after Ali?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think nobody's really lived up to Ali's, what he gave boxing, really. So, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a little bit funny that he ended up with CT, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. A lot of those 15-round fighters, Thad Spencer was a heavyweight contender in the top 10, 10, 15 in the 60s. And he was a promoter over in Vallejo, California, and he had a fight card, this and that, and I was a ring announcer, and I went to get paid afterwards. They pulled a gun on me.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, I ended up getting paid. Somebody from Top Rank ended up paying me for the card, paying me for the gig, but they actually pulled a gun on me. Thad Spencer, he's like, "Hey, Pedro, I can't pay you, man." Pulled a gun on me, but this was CT. I looked at him, his brains was off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All those 15-round heavyweights, man.
Yeah.
Eddie Machen, who coached me. CT, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, 15-round fights. I think that Suleiman, that was probably the greatest thing. That's probably one of the most positive things he ever did, was reducing fights from 15 rounds to 12.
Yeah. I think if you can win a fight, you can do it within 12 rounds. You should be able to do it within 12
rounds. But think about the 13th, the 14th, the 15 rounds. All guys did was get punished.
Yeah. They're so drained at that point, aren't they? It's kind of I mean, some of the greatest fights were 15 rounders, weren't they? But late stoppages, but it's, the damage. Look at Arguello at the end of the
damage
prior fight
is done. Speaking of damage done, Shakur Stevenson damaged his reputation to the point where people don't want to watch him anymore.
I don't think so. I think all it'd take is one big win. I mean, if he got a shot against Tank and managed to outclass him, outbox him, then I think he'd be right back up there. But he's got to get that big fight and that big win.
I'm glad you brought up Tank Davis. Of course, Tank Davis, Gervonta Davis, the unbeaten guy, 30-0, 28 KOs. He ain't fought nobody outside of Ryan Garcia. Nobody. I mean, absolutely. We'll take it back. He fought Raleigh Romero.
Yeah. I mean, he's been, avoiding the big fights, I think, hasn't he? I think he's still got a good resume. He's beaten a bunch of unbeaten guys in a row, but
I thought his claim to fame, though, as far as the knockouts were concerned, was when he drilled Leo Santa Cruz.
Yeah, that was a great knockout, but Santa Cruz was small, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was coming up and waiting.
He was great against Pedraza in his first title.
Speaking
shot.
Of coming up and waiting, the former WBC 122-pound champion this past week, Israel Vasquez, I saw him fight against Oscar Larios in Sacramento, California, a classy young man, and he was representing, his manager was Frank Espinoza, and Frank Espinoza is in the skin business.
In the skin business. Okay. Okay.
Female skin.
Yeah.
No. I don't mean that. No. I don't mean that. Not hooky or anything like that. But peep shows. You said Frank had these peep shows around L.A. where you'd go to the thing and you put like $5 and quarters and the shade would come up and some girl would like talk to you
for
5 minutes.
There's a couple of places around the corner from here that have
come on. I know nothing about that. As far as speaking of the strip bars up the street, they show the fights for free.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Oh, really?
Both the UFC and boxing matches are free up there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And if you want a private lap dance, you go in the back, cost you $400.
I bet it does. Yeah.
$400.
Yeah, okay.
Private lap dance. You know what private lap dance entails? I can't bring it up. All right, so what else happening in 2024, Barry?
I can't ignore the Ryan Garcia thing. He's my villain of the year. Plus the Conseil. The judges for that fight,
yeah.
I think, yeah, but Ryan Garcia.
Well, Vasquez
for me is,
last night, Nelson Vasquez, for go 117, 111 for the guy from
that was pretty
Wales, from Australia or whatever, that was criminal.
The Oshaki decision the first time around was the worst. I probably
you know the WBC dropped us because of that. WBC TV dropped us because Tommy D and I came on here and said, you know, that whole Mauricio Sulaiman, he's not part of the solution. He's part of the problem.
Right, right.
I mean, because when Oscar Valdez tested positive for those steroids, like I tried to say, we'll put it like this way. He tested the steroid limit for them was 7 milligrams. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he tested 12 milligrams. Okay. So they upped the limit to 13 milligrams.
You're allowed 7, are you?
You know what I'm trying to say. The way the WBC worked. And of course, and I couldn't go. I couldn't remain on that channel and be objective. And because I just told it like it was. After that Oshaki Foster thing. I mean, Oshaki Foster is not a great fighter. I ain't real high on him.
He's a good fighter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But the bottom line is, he's another guy that isn't the most exciting guy in the world. But he won 10 rounds of 2 the first time.
Yeah.
When you won 10 rounds of 2 and the other guys and the judges pulled the other way on you, something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I said before, I slept through most of that fight because it was so boring, but I kind of woke up when the decision was announced. I had a feeling something weird was about to happen.
So Ryan Garcia tests positive. Are we sure that he tested positive for something that can make a difference?
I guess not. How can you tell that kind of thing when it comes to the actual performance? But he didn't look the same as he looked before. He was all juiced up. He looked bulked up, didn't he? And hyper, and he was on all sorts. I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't right.
He kicked the snot out of Devin Haney.
Time out.
Hold on, let me. Devin Haney didn't look that good. I have to be the objective point. The non-biased guy when it comes to Devin Haney.
He didn't get Haney out of there, though, did he? Was it a split decision?
No, the reason why he didn't get Haney out of there is because Harvey Dock, the referee, got involved in that seventh round. He was down. he was horizontal 4 times.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did. But that fight shouldn't have happened. That fight should never happen. I look forward to Ryan Garcia losing. So
you know,
I don't normally get like that about fighters.
I bullied a guy one time because they needed a fight, and I think we were in Fairfield or something like that. And they needed a fight, and they said, "Look, we want you to fight." Blah blah blah. And I was like 9 pounds bigger than that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there's just no doubt about what's going on.
Lighter weight classes, that's kind of a 9 pounds.
Yeah, because I was in shape, and he was in shape as well, but he was like a featherweight per se. You know what I'm saying? So with that weight advantage, that size and weight advantage, ain't no way he was winning.
Yeah, no.
Because size matters in 2 things, pornography and combat sports.
There you are. So they say.
Okay, back to the fighter of the year. Got to be Dubois. Are we with Dubois on that one?
Depends what Usyk and Fury do. If Fury knocks out Usyk, then they're still better beer as well. So, but I think Dubois, I mean, really, nobody was expecting Dubois to do what he did. That's
okay,
for sure.
I'm going
to
read this to you. Boxing was an integral part of American culture during the first half of the 20th century. Second only to baseball in popularity. It was also a heavily Jewish sport from 1910 to 1940. There were 26 Jewish world champions. And during the 1920s and 30s, almost one-third of all boxers were Jewish. Why is boxing not a mainstay in the United States anymore? No Jews?
I don't think that's it, is it? But it's just become a fringe sport, hasn't it?
Has it become a freak show?
It is with the Jake Paul stuff, that's for sure.
He drew 70 million people. What does that say about him?
Yeah, I mean, it says something's wrong with society, really, isn't it?
We know something's wrong with society, believe me. We saw some of the things that happened of late. But Jake Paul, 70...
Are people going to get bored of him? I mean...
They don't.
I just don't understand it.
But here's what's up. What's to get excited about?
I have no idea what the. I thought
he's
this
like
was
a porn. He's
out,
like a porno with no erection.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the best way to put it.
Nice.
Be watching a porn, but like a porn shot with no erection. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where he goes next because let's face it, I don't think anyone was excited.
70 million people, though. If 70 million people tune in to see a fight,
how much are they paying for these fights?
No. It wasn't. It was on Netflix.
That was
so
on
they
Netflix,
didn't have to pay for it.
Oh well, that's yeah. Okay. So
of course. I took the fifth on that one. Of course, I don't have Netflix, but I still watched it. Didn't I send you the link?
I'm not sure if you did.
Oh, wait, I took the fifth on that one. Bottom line is we don't send links around here, of course. We watch the fights. We buy all the fights on pay-per-view. The impeccable one, of course, his cable bill is like thousands of dollars a month covering all the boxing matches. No doubt about that. Speaking of boxing, as we end 2024, what really stood out for you? What was the one point in 2024 you think that stood out for Barry? Is there anything in one spot?
I got to say, either the Tyson Usyk or the Beterbiev Bivol. Just getting the fights that you really want to see, finally getting them, and then getting the rematches straight away.
Okay, one more time. Let me go back to history. December 6, 2008, Manny Pacquiao ended the career of Oscar De La Hoya. December 3rd, 1982, Wilfredo Gomez stopped Lupe Pinto in 14 rounds. That was one of the greatest fights of all time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Again, oh my God!
One of those 15 rounders again.
I mean, it was amazing. I was like, And when Pintor, like in the 14th round, he just couldn't. He said he got knocked down the last time. He said, "I'm not getting up." It wasn't a quit job. He was beaten. You know the difference between a quit job and getting beaten? That was it.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, he was. You couldn't expect him to go any further.
No, no. I mean, that and the Prior Arguello, those two fights are probably the best of the 80s.
You know, we'll go back to Prior Arguello as we go to the break here. Of course, Prior's hands were wrapped with plaster of Paris for the first fight. They took the stuffing out of the gloves disappeared in the ring. Okay, so that first fight, it was nothing but, talk about cheating. That was all about cheating. They gave him also the special bottle.
I've heard about the bottle. I didn't know about the padding.
No, I can attest to all that.
I don't know what the
gloves. Listen, those are Hall of Fame gloves, right? I mean, the great fight of the year in 1982. How come the gloves disappeared in the ring? They never seen it.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Panama Lewis was in charge of those gloves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And 8 months later, he tested dirty, of course, with the Luis Resto thing.
Yeah. 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 I don't know what was there. Prior had in his chin though, because when Arguello hit him in that 13th round.
Yeah, but he rebounded with those adrenaline pills crushed up with the crushed up with the I can't remember what the booze it was. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Check it, the AWB bringing us back from the break. A Star in the Ghetto, of course, with Benny King. My buddy Benny King was with the the Drifters back in the 1960s. Of course, the Average White Band paid homage to him and did an album with him in the 1970s. Of course, that is Star in the Ghetto, my man Benny King and the Average White Band. Now, the fact that fights are happening in Saudi Arabia means they're only on TV. I don't get the opportunity to see them live. That irks me. Can you feel me on that one?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's good to make a little trip down to Vegas, isn't it?
I'm going to go to Vegas for the February 1st fight with Morrell and when Benavidez meets Morrell.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
You want to come down for that one?
Possibly, yeah, possibly.
You know, you can fly in Spirit Airlines. You know what Spirit is? Spirit Airlines. It's a bench. It's like a bench. You're flying up. I kid you not. It's a bench from here to Las Vegas. You get a bench with a seatbelt.
Nice.
That's
nice.
The seat's made out of plastic. Jeez. There ain't no cushion in the seat. No. It's like the most uncomfortable seat. But it's only $20.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the thing. I don't know how they're making any money on that one. But yeah, you know what it is? They charge you $100 for a bag.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you carry on your bag, right? And they charge you $50 for that.
Yeah. I bet.
Bottom line is that undercard in Saudi Arabia looks pretty good, huh?
The February one. Yeah.
Yeah, February one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think most of those fights are 50-50. Anyway.
Okay, so the Biederbev fight, is that a 50-50 fight?
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Biederbev to impose his will this time.
I'm going to pick Bivol then.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're going against me on everything. I mean, I'm going to owe more sodas. I mean, good Lord, I'm not used to paying off this much. Virgil Ortiz,
okay.
Where does he go? Is he going to make it at 154?
Well, he's signed up for Madrimov for this undercard, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I don't think he wins that fight. I think Madrimov is going to beat him.
Wow.
I say 55-45. It's another close one. But
Barry, it's always a pleasure having you in studio. I really thank you so much. And, of course, I gave you a nice gift of going-away present.
We give people
good going-away presents here, don't we?
Appreciate it very much.
You always leave with a smile,
indeed.
Baby.
There you go. It's the way we like it.
Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Story. Didn't get to bring on my impeccable producer, Bailey Peck, but the bottom line is he's kicking ass and knocking out all bums as well. Thank you so much, Bailey. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
Never be my style.